7:47 on a Tuesday morning, third day of February. Bob Grammons, James Timberlake, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Pretty good.
All right.
All things considered.
Yeah. Hey, we got record high temperatures coming Thursday, James. 65.
Yeah. I'm not as much of a fan of that, to be honest. I'd much prefer to, we need rain slash snow.
Yeah.
We need it.
Yeah. They're getting a little snow in the Bighorns right now as we speak, actually.
It is wet out.
So it is a little bit. From our celebrations and commemorations calendar, Wyoming Historical Society History Today, James, it was on this day, 1942, the Shoshone area rancher was thrown 75 feet when a carbide lightning system exploded.
Cool.
I'm assuming
sounds
you survive.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully
if you survive, right? Date book today, Blythe Danner is 83 today. Wow.
Okay.
Morgan Fairchild of Dallas fame, 76. And 1690, the colony of Massachusetts issued the first paper money. And in 1971, Apollo 14 astronauts Alan B. Shepard and Edgar Mitchell landed on the lunar surface during the third successful manned mission to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Artemis that's going to go there?
Artemis 2, yeah.
Yeah, going to be heading there.
Going to be...
Delayed it. Aren't they going to like...
What?
I think it got delayed a little bit.
It says eyes... I'm looking at NASA.gov right now. They're eyeing March.
Yeah. That's so March cool. of this year.
March of this year.
Yeah.
This will be very cool. We don't
that
have
will be
my
very cool.
my generation and even millennial generation doesn't have a version of the moon landing necessarily. Oh. So this will be our version.
Yeah.
It'll be very cool.
Yeah, it will be cool.
Excited.
Yes, good.
I will be watching.
All right. Today's day book. It is American Painter's Day. If you're a painter, tip of the cap.
Sure.
Carrot Cake Day. Sure.
Love carrot cake.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love carrot cake, really?
It's doggy date night. Take your dog for a date.
Sure.
Okay. Elmo's birthday today. I don't know how old he is, but it's his birthday, Elmo.
He's got to be in he's got to be in his 30s now, I'd imagine.
Elmo?
Maybe older.
I think he's older than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think when
40s.
Jim Henson was doing his dang thing.
40s, maybe. Golden Retriever Day.
Sure.
Yeah. It is Take a Cruise Day.
Hey. Okay.
And tip of the cap, it is Women Physicians Day today.
Sure.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, absolutely.
So did you see, I know what they're trying to do on the NFL, but
sure.
I think.
They're usually trying to win, score touchdowns.
Right. They're expanding, the international presence. They're going to more games.
Oh, yeah, they're going to Spain.
Yeah, they're going to France now.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
I know they added another one in Spain.
They did.
For next year.
Added. Plans for another game in Spain are being made. Wow.
I mean, it makes sense.
I heard a couple players say, you know what, really don't like it because it throws our clocks off.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I can see that.
Yeah. They have... Yeah, I mean, I understand. I think a lot of them, they end up either staying an extra week or they get a bye the week after, if I remember correctly. So,
okay.
But I guess it depends. I don't remember exactly what... I think the Vikings had... They had back-to-back weeks in London last year, which...
Oh, that's right.
Would not be ideal, personally. But, whatever. I get what they're trying to do. I mean, they're trying to make it a global game, expand to everybody.
Sure, yeah. All right, James, you could get a world record today if you want to grab a ladder and balance it on your chin for 19 minutes and 11 seconds. Because David Rush did that.
Absolutely.
David Rush, he's known for multiple Guinness World Records. He balanced a ladder on his chin for 19 minutes, 11 seconds, reclaiming one of his original records. He set this record in 2016 with a time of 5 minutes. He upped his game.
Yeah.
He surpassed his own record in 2018 with 11, but the title was taken by another individual who achieved nearly 18 minutes. Man, I wonder what the prereqs for the ladder was supposed to be.
Yeah,
obviously certain
size and, ladder.
Yeah,
probably not. But.
I have one of those little giant ladders. I don't think there's any way you're gonna be balancing that on your chin.
Yeah,
He barely picked the dang thing up. those things are
the
heavy.
Thing is, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot there. So yeah, but if you want a world record, there you go. Oh, I love these stories because this actually kind of happened to me growing up. A photography shop in England is investigating recently developed photos found inside a 1930s camera.
Mm-hmm.
They bought this, was brought to the Salisbury Photo Center by a photographer who purchased it in a thrift store. Then they realized there was film in it. Well, you got to be careful when you develop the film, obviously.
Right.
And they were. The images came out spectacular. It was a family skiing trip in Switzerland. And other photos depict a gathering of 18 women having tea outside.
Cool.
When I was growing up, I still have this camera. He gave it to me. My grandpa had an old Kodak camera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very old. And when he gave it to me, then I realized there's film still in this. Later in life, after he had been gone for quite some time. And so I took it, growing up in outside of Billings, so I took it to a camera store in Billings at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there's film in here. Can you develop it? He goes, well, we'll try. And it was my grandpa had taken photos of the construction of Yellowtail Dam.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was about the year cool. I was born. It was like 61-ish, I think, if memory serves right. And they were awesome photos. I have them. And they're old photos of them building the Yellowtail Dam. And
wow.
I thought, yeah. And I really didn't get that film developed till mid-80s.
That's
so
cool.
I know. So it was cool. It was way cool to find that. It was like, because the camera guy calls me up and he said, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
I said, okay, great.
That is pretty cool.
It is. All right. You ready for some trivia today? We got lots of trivia today.
Sure.
Okay. Four things you didn't know yesterday, James. In South Dakota, you can horseback and bicycle ride if you're intoxicated.
I didn't know.
Wow. You're exempt from a DUI charge.
So I'll be honest with you. I didn't know there was a DUI charge if you are
that. Yeah.
Interesting. I've never done it. Plead the fifth.
Exactly.
Never done it.
Yeah. I'm no with idea. You, my friend. I haven't got that on the horse and or my bicycle inebriated.
I mean,
so.
I'll be honest with you. Getting on a animal inebriated almost seems dumber than getting in a vehicle and or a bicycle inebriated. You're getting on something that has its own its literal own brain function.
I'm with you, man.
I don't think that's the smartest thing in the world.
Okay, not a good thing. This winter, 5,000 Americans will go to the ER for...
5,000?
5,000. Snowblower injuries.
Man, some of these are...
Not here.
I'm never going to guess these.
I know. Neither am I.
Impossible trivia.
It is impossible trivia. Maybe I should read instead of four things you didn't know yesterday... Maybe it's like impossible trivia.
Yeah. That's what it should be called, yes.
Yeah. And the 7-Eleven convenience store, when they first opened, were called, not 7-Eleven, they were called Totem.
Totem.
Okay. No, not Toto.
Totem, yeah.
Totem, yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was a good name change.
Definitely. Which is weird. I don't know where they came up with 7-Eleven. Like, I don't know where that came from either. I knew the...
I think it was the hours they were open. I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense.
7
a.m.
to 11
p.m.
Don't quote me on that one. I don't know.
You know what? I'm sitting right in front of a computer.
I'm throwing it out there. How did 7-Eleven get its name? So there you go.
7-Eleven.
While you're looking that up.
Yeah, you're right. Operating hours, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
That's what I thought it was.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
And then.
Till 11.
Yeah, till 11 p.m.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
I just dated myself on that.
Okay. Yeah, you were around when it was totems.
I was around when they got totems. Hey, James, a new survey found that on average, this happens to you 17 times per week at work.
7 times a week?
17 times
17
per week.
17 times per week.
I'm going to say this happens probably to you and or myself 17 times a day.
Oh, God.
You get interrupted.
Oh, yeah. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
See? Just depends.
All right. There you go. Like the attitude. Good job.
It depends on, like, I mean, if we're getting, if I'm getting interrupted, like, if I'm having a one-on-one conversation, it's just blatant interruption, that bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's like, you know, I'm doing something and then I, then, you know, who cares? That's what I'm here for.
All right. Before 1912, Americans who needed this got it from coal merchants, lumber yards, and hardware stores. Before 1912, Americans who needed this got this here. It was gas for their cars.
Hmm.
Gas stations didn't begin operating until after 1912. So you'd go to the coal merchant or the lumber yard or the hardware store to get your gas.
Wow.
I like it.
I didn't know that.
All right. According to experts on toast, how many seconds?
Experts on toast.
Yeah. Are you an expert on toast?
I'd love to be.
Okay. How long is it? What's enough time to toast your bread?
The only right answer is whatever your preference is.
Right.
But personally, it's probably a minute.
Right. 45 seconds to a minute.
Yeah.
You like yours somewhat lightly toasted or burnt?
Some people like burnt. It's got to be, I like to have like the top toasted, but the bottom still soft. So I'm not toasting both sides.
Oh, you like it. Really?
I'm half and half.
Half and half.
Yep.
Is there a toaster that does that?
Well, yeah, because you can set it so it's only one side that's burning.
Okay.
And so
I thought you were like the upper half or the lower half. I was going to say, I didn't know they had halves like
that.
Well,
I mean, no, one like side when you put it other. In, you can, yeah, you can switch depending on the toaster which side is burning.
All right.
Or which side's hot. It still is warm on the bottom, but it's not like the top for me is crunchy, quote unquote, but not like burnt.
All right. We got a little fog going on out there, right? Along with the snow squalls right now. In 1 cubic mile of fog, if you're traveling in the fog this morning, in 1 cubic mile, fog contains less than a gallon of water. I would not have thought that.
Well, that's...
I would have thought it'd been more than that.
Like nothing, yeah.
Yeah. How many calories are you going to eat in your lifetime?
Ooh, 1.3 million.
Try 86
just total?
Million
oh.
calories.
86 million.
86 million.
That's a lot of calories.
And guess what, James?
That's average.
The Earth rotates every day, right?
Hopefully.
We're running
out. If it doesn't, we're in trouble.
We're in trouble. Guess how fast you and I and everyone else out there right now are moving?
60 miles an hour.
24,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
I think if it immediately stopped rotating, I read somewhere that we'd all fly left at like 65 miles an hour.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, right now we're going 24,000 miles an hour. We're going to get going today on a beautiful Tuesday morning, and it will be later on. You're listening to KROE Sheridan at 8 o'clock.